Those nooks and crannies were added again. The buzz in the backyard, some of it over Egypt, some over a huge fire in Idaho, and then some people simply checked out this weekend and decided, I'm going to the movies. I'll get angry and upset at some of the nonsense that's going on next week, but I'm going to go catch one of the movies. And one of the movies that was pretty popular was The Butler, number one at the box office, bringing in the do-re-mi, a huge bounce back for Oprah Winfrey, who's had a big struggle with her own network, but not struggling at the box office with a movie that has some people crying foul, too, by the way. We'll explain that a little bit later on in this hour of America Tonight. And then there is the story of Alex Rodriguez, the punk who, I think, threw his teammates under the one of his teammates under the bus, dropped a dime on Francisco Cervelli, and now he's trying to claim that the Yankees lied to him about how bad his injury was. That's just a little teeny sports shorts coming up, too, at the end of the hour on America Tonight. But first, diving in, how can we not to what's going on in Egypt? And they say Christians are the targets in Egypt. Now, at this point, it seems like everybody is a sitting duck there. It's like almost one of those scenarios where it's draw straw and we'll decide if today is your day or not. The biggest standoff has to do with the Muslim Brotherhood. They say they're the ones getting the shaft, and so are the people of Egypt, because the military is taking over, and this is not a democracy, and Mohamed Morsi should be in power, and that's the problem. So nothing new has happened other than mass chaos, and then Washington trying to agree on whether to just cut off our aid to Egypt, or to still decide on stroking the big check to send to Egypt. So which side is the United States taking? I mean, these are deadly political protests that are happening, not just in Cairo, but all over the country. So you got the House, you got the Senate, and you got the White House divided. It's been 5 weeks since Mohamed Morsi was booted. He was booted because he was an Islamist and member of the Muslim Brotherhood political party. Of course, that was his affiliation, and he was supposedly elected. And they're trying to say, and this is the same old narrative, but it's a coup, because if they can claim it was a coup, then there is no way we are giving money to Egypt, and everybody is off the hook. Senator Rand Paul, pretty outspoken about this, because he's part of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He said on Sunday, on one of the Sunday morning shows, that foreign aid goes to dictators and despots, which doesn't help the United States win the hearts and minds of the people, which I agree. If that's what you're trying to do, if we're trying to spread democracy and we're trying to spread the feeling of, hey, we're there for you, we hope that you get to democratic process where you can elect your own people. So we're willing to continue to aid. We're willing to aid you, to give you money. You know, the U.S. gives somewhere between $1.3 billion and $1.5 billion, second only to the $3 billion that we give to Israel. But I go back to the same thing, because this is the sticking point. If Morsi was removed in a coup, if it was in fact a coup, then we can't. There's no way. It automatically is suspended. That's the condition of this. So 600 Morsi supporters were killed last week the military all over the streets going after the people, those people. So do we suspend the aid? How about if we temporarily suspend the aid? Let's send a signal by suspending it. We're not, listen, you want our money? We're not giving money to whoever. There has to be somebody in charge in Egypt that we have some sort of a relationship with to give them that kind of a check. Which, by the way, would be just a drop in the bucket for Egypt because they have so many woes. They need lots and lots of money. So the maneuvers between the U.S. and Egyptian troops that were scheduled for next month, done. Why? Because this is a dangerous path. The president said last week, we want to sustain our relationship with Egypt. Our traditional cooperation cannot continue as usual. Well, of course it can't continue as usual. Who are we meeting with? I think you have to cut off the aid. If they want to help diplomatically, fine. And then they can decide when to restore that or not. Congressman Pete King says, if we don't do that, it could reduce our influence over the interim government, and they have access to the Suez Canal and resources we may need. There aren't any great options here. There aren't any great options. We need a reliable ally in a very unreliable place. The Middle East is like quicksand, okay? You're walking along, we're walking along. Oh, Mohamed Morsi, yeah, we like what you're saying. And then poof, suddenly we are sinking in quicksand. And as far as our foreign policy is concerned, we are getting kicked in the teeth, folks. The whole idea that the United States was somebody that you leaned on, somebody you sought advice from, somebody you sought to have as an ally, not so much. It's kind of waning a little bit. Not a good thing. You know that whole thing about walk softly but carry a big stick? Our stick is getting smaller. And when we need that, it's the threat of the ability to do what we can do that I still think you need to have that. And I believe there are many countries who do not feel that any longer. Russia, of course, would be on the top of the list, as evidenced by what happened with Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama. Not a great relationship there. Putin didn't care, gave Ed Snowden asylum. That was a big in-your-face move. And definitely a glimpse into what could happen in the future. So Egypt also there on that cut line. And it's pretty split in D.C. There's a vote on this. I'm not really sure how it goes, because there are more questions than answers on who do we back in this one. Who do we back in this? So I think ultimately moving forward, it may make out all this conversation. It might be a moot point anyway. Senator John McCain, who was there, says stop aid. With the military continuing to crack down on the protesters, just stop the aid at this point. What do you say? You want to chip in? 855-266-5283. Some odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually, you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Numbers. We're heading to the mailbag in our next segment. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. You sound wide awake, brother. What's happening?
Well, let's do a movie review, first of all. I just got finished seeing the movie Wood Millers. Awesome.
Yeah, how was... Was it really good?
You gotta see it, man. I was laughing so hard, you know, I needed a seatbelt to keep me in my chair.
All right. We're the Millers.
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
Okay.
Now, Snowden and Manning, like, it's like a tomato and a carrot. I mean, totally.
Hey, Tomas, do us a favor. Can you take yourself off speakerphone? Because we're having trouble hearing you.
All right. Hold on.
You go da, to my da, 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 da. Here he is. He's coming. I swear he's back there. He's going to the smartphone. All right. I think we got you. Do we have you now?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we have you. Now it sounds better.
Well, I'm going to talk real slow, but the Snowden Manning thing, Snowden said, hey, I did this. Manning did not. They had to pull him out of his little closet. They had to search all these hackers that he was talking to and find him. Snowden knew what he was giving up. Manning did not care. He sent out 750,000 reports. You know, there's no way he could have even had time to look at that. He did not care. Totally different. And my opinion on Egypt, hey, you remember all these people saying we should not be the world's policeman? Remember that?
Yes.
Well, you better be careful what you wish for, huh? Because now the world does not have a policeman. It does not have one in Syria. It hasn't had one in Lebanon a long time. Egypt doesn't have one. Who knows what's going on in Libya and Somalia? And you don't even hear about these places, you know? Back in the day, you know, we would have had pressure. We would have had angles to play. Now, I'll tell you what, I would cut all aid to everybody in that region, including Israel. It would make us look good because the Arabs, with all this turmoil they have, you know, they don't even have time to think about Israel right now. If we cut aid to Israel, they would, you know, they would say, well, Obama's, you know, finally doing something concrete for us. But what they wouldn't understand is once we cut that aid to Israel, Israel can do anything they want. Much more
right.
dangerous. Much more dangerous. I think it's a good time to cut it all and to realize, Kate, that democracy, a democratic vote, elections here in the United States are not the same as elections in a third world country that has never had elections like Egypt. I mean, we're talking in the entire history of Egypt, 10,000 years, you know, they never had a free election. And, you know, this was an election by gunpoint. You know, the guy came in, the brotherhood would come into your little town and say, okay, everybody, you're going to be voting for this guy. All right? Otherwise, boom, 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 we're going to kill you. And people would get vote for that guy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's totally different in a situation like that. We have to come to some sort of realization that, hey, we can't rush these people, you know, throw them in the deep end of the pool and expect them to be, you know, an Olympic swimmer. We've got to put them in the shallow end. But anyway.
We do have to put it. I like that. I like that saying. We got to put them in the shallow end. That's it. If you got to make a decision. If it's, it seems brutal, but that's if you really wanted to make a wild decision that would have a rippling effect, that would be it.
Okay, make sure you see that movie, We're the Millers, and then report back to America for us.
All right, you just gave it. You gave it a thumbs up. So Tomas says We're the Millers. It's funny because he went to see We're the Millers, and I went to see the movie Paranoia, which the Paranoia movie, they say, was a big movie for millennials. And I'm not a millennial, but apparently I like a millennial movie, and I thought it was really good. Harrison Ford was in it. I can't even think of his name, the boyfriend of Miley Cyrus, because his face was flashed all over the place with hers. That's the only reason I know that. And I thought the movie was really, really good. The Butler, though, was a super big... I think we even have a... Do we have a clip of The Butler somewhere up there? The Butler. We're gonna serve it up for you in just a second so you can hear just a little tiny bit of The Butler, because The Butler was number one at the box office. And when I went to the movies, I saw that a lot of people they had it roped off because so many people were lining up for that one. I went on the opening day in the afternoon. I snuck away for a couple hours. So when we went, that seemed to be the ticket that everybody wanted to go and see. They wanted to go and see, you know, was it Oprah? There was a lot of stars in it, actually. So take a listen.
I'm sorry, Mr. Butler. I didn't mean to make fun of your hero.
Everything you are and everything you have is because of that butler.
All right, so $25 million is what it took in, debuting at $25 million. They think it'll make much more than that, and it's one of those biopic deals, and it starred Forrest Whitaker, too, as well, longtime White House butler, and Oprah Winfrey as the wife, and then a slew of other characters who actually were playing presidents, which I think that would be interesting. It's tough to have those little, you know, those little cameos where you're playing a president, and that would be interesting, I think, to see that. We're the Millers, which was what Tomas just said, because we do our cheap movie review. We got to lighten the load sometime. We do that heading into the weekend, so giving you kind of the recap of that. That's Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston comedy, and that held on to second place in a second week. That took in $17 million plus. So the movie that I went to see, Paranoia, didn't even crack the top 12. Liam Hemsworth was the guy that I was thinking of that was one of the stars in that movie, but I thought it was pretty good. It'd be a good rental for sure. In the future, that one would be a good rental. The premise of it, the whole idea of what are we doing with technology, that kind of stuff, I think was, to me, was interesting, and that's why I found the movie pretty interesting, and I'm not surprised it wasn't number one at the box office, but I'm surprised it didn't even crack the top 12. But like I said, I think for sure it'll be a big rental. A lot of people will probably rent that one. And Tomas bringing that up, if you ever have a cheap movie review, share it with us. You can share it on the air like he did, or you can send us a note at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, you're in. And let me know what you think, and who knows, maybe you win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. The quick note here on something that someone shot me a note on is, did I see the story and did I realize that they say the amount of Americans selling their food stamps back to stores for cash is now up 30% over the past couple of years? It was a new study that came out from the Ag Department, because that's where the food stamps come from ultimately, and they did a study on food stamp trafficking. That sounds odd, doesn't it? But that's what they called it. And they had investigations in stores, and they compared different periods. And they say that the trafficking has kind of declined since the 90s, but that that we're seeing it come back again. The SNAP benefit is about $858 million. That's compared to what it was in 2006, 2008 was $330 million. They say there's an overall growth in this. We're seeing the numbers shoot up food stamp-wise, and that what happens is trafficking really happened more in privately owned stores, so small grocery stores, neighborhoods, and with high poverty rates, and that's what people did. They came in and they got money for the food stamps. But I think it's interesting that the numbers are showing that the numbers of people are up. What do you attribute that to? And that was, in fact, a couple of the emails I received. You're going to hear those coming up when we go to the mailbag next.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet. We're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still light. Into the night, there's too many men, too many people, making too many problems. I'm not much love to go around. Can't see this.
All right, as per honest, a lot of you like to email this show, so it's no surprise that we always have an overflow when it comes to the snail mail. Remember, you can always chip away at things and throw in your 2 cents simply by dialing the digits like Tomas did. Trust me, I don't bite. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Nothing like True Blood anyway, right? So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Greeny, who says, hey, Katie D, haven't spoken to you in a long time. Promise I'm going to start calling this show. Heard you earlier, recently, just mention Oscar Pistorius. So this was the last email I got. And I was wondering what was the latest on the trial. You said something about the fact that he was going back to court or something was happening. Well, what the deal is, from what I understand, is you know that he is charged with murdering his girlfriend, and that starts in March of next year. But they say the entire trial could take place at a couple of different times across the year with all the motions and everything else that goes along with it. So he's going to be served with an indictment, apparently, Monday. This is now after everything has, you know, wrapped up. It's the completion of the period of how long it took for them for this investigation. So what's very, very crazy and ironic about this, you know, sometimes things collide in the same direction, take it for what it's worth, but the girlfriend's name was Reva Stenkamp, and her birthday would have been, her 30th birthday would have been Monday. So he's already charged with premeditated murder over the shooting. And this is a guy that the world fell in love with. He was on Nike commercials. I know you know his name. Or if you don't know his name, you know who he is. He's the double amputee track star who, like I said, there were so many stories about him during the past Olympics that people really sat up and took note of him and just thought he was just this wonderful guy and how amazing it is, and that he was able to do the things that he did. So he started sprinting again, they say, for his health, not to train or compete or any of that kind of stuff. And it's a very strange story. The whole thing is strange. So he'll get his indictment, and he's trying to say that he mistook his girlfriend that he was living with for a home invader when he shot her in February, and it doesn't really add up. And her family is shocked, his family is shocked, and we'll see where ultimately all of that goes. All right, here's another one. This one from Russ the Man. Gotta love a guy who feels confident calling himself Russ the Man. I love the nicknames. Russ the Man says, Kate Egypt, no go, baby. No check, no way, no how. Let's cut the nonsense. Stop the insanity. Stop the music. They need to dance on their own. Sorry, we don't pay. Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, first of all, now with what is necessary in Egypt, the check that's over $1 billion to me sounds like a lot of money. The Egypt, it's nothing compared to what they need. And compared to some of the money they get from a few other people, too, as well. You know where I feel in this? I say no, 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 no. Because it's too chaotic. There's no one in charge. They got to sort it out. Before we give any money, we have to know exactly what we're doing. We keep getting trapped in the nonsense of the Middle East, and we're just going in circles. You know, it's as if we were doing laps in a round pool. Can you imagine that? That would be the definition of insanity. Round and round and round we go, and we never touch the ledge. We never reach the end. There has to be an end, for goodness sake. I believe in helping other people. I believe that we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. I don't think you ignore other people's needs when you can help. We're America, home of the brave, land of the free, and all of that. And you think of our history and the people who came here and what they went through and the success stories, absolutely. But at some point, especially when we are drowning in a sea of debt and we're telling our own people, forget it. But so we're saying to ourselves, we're not taking care of our own people, but let's go over to the quicksand and let's see what we can do over there to help them in Egypt when nothing is even close to being sorted out. And if now more than ever, it's confusing. It's confusing. All right, here's one from Tom listening to us in Illinois. Tom says, Kate, I don't know if you realize this or not or happened to see it. I know you talked about it when it was happening and had a lot of good guests, if I can recall. But the assistant football coach from Penn State, Jerry Sandusky, settled his civil suit against the university. How about that? And there are other... There have been other settlements that have happened, too, as well. So that's probably good news. What do you think? Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the heinous things that came out of that. And what's the worst, and I love that the former president and athletic director, all those people, are now having to answer for certain things because I think some of that could have been stopped if they had gotten them sooner. And that's wrong. I mean, that's the thing that's so wrong and awful and sad and twisted about what happened. So Sandusky had 45 counts of child sex abuse and all kinds of things that varied to what kind of deviant behavior. So he's done. I mean, he's 30 to 60. And victim number 5 has settled. But there's a confidentiality agreement, so they can't... They can't say anything other than to say the compensation was fair and adequate. And to me, and they know this, any psychologist would tell you, we'll never 100% get away from what happens to be, you know, the abusive power at the hands of a man that you trust when you're a fatherless kid. And, you know, I mean, he's right there to swoop you up and swoop in. And that's exactly what happened in so many of these cases. And, you know, this is what I'm talking about. This victim number five, if you think about the timeline of this, that was August 2001. So as this note is saying, you know, are you aware of this? It's what's crazy about that is this is 6 months after Mike McQuarrie walked in on Sandusky raping a boy in a campus shower, then reported it to the college. And, you know, he was also apparently assaulted. You know, he was assaulted in the shower. So it's, I mean, he'll never get that burning image out. I can't imagine that. So whatever settlement he got, he deserves it. Whatever settlement they got, whatever that lawyer negotiated, that's a good thing. And there are more to come. There are definitely more to come. All right, there's more email to come, too, as well. Good time to remind you, if you want to shoot me an email, you can do that very easily. Go to americatonight.net. Do not go to .com. That's not America Tonight. It is americatonight.net. That's how you can reach us. Okay, here's one from Mr. Munchie, who says, hello, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I know you are a big sports fan. Did you see that Miguel Tejada was suspended 105 games? But I think he was taking Adderall, which he got permission for, so somebody goofed up there. What are your thoughts? What say you over this latest faux pas? It's a faux pas on Tejada, from what I understand, because he did have permission for the Adderall to take it because he has severe ADD, but he didn't. They let the permit or whatever expire, so there was none of that. So he tested positive, and that's it. So he gets 105 games, and I think he was shocked. He apologized to his Royals teammates, and you know, this is a guy who's had some problems before in the past. Remember, 2009, he was charged with making false statements to Congress during his testimony there. And so then he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge. He was sentenced to a year of unsupervised probation, blah, blah, blah. And here we go again. I think, I mean, if it's true what he's saying about the Adderall, then what a bonehead mistake that is. I mean, is that true or nonsense? If he had some permission before for this ADHD, then if they gave him permission but it expired in April, then that's a stupid, stupid error, especially with all these things that are going on. Who is running his camp if that's truly what's happening? And Major League Baseball, somebody in Major League Baseball backed that up, so that's stupid. There would be no reason for that then. If he had permission, if he had doctors saying it, and he had done that before, and they allowed it because of how sensitive he was to the ADHD, then that's a mistake. But they're not going to take that back, whether he had done it before or not, especially with all this performance-enhancing drug stuff. There's absolutely no way. Because what are performance-enhancing drugs? And then weighing in on Adderall would be the next thing. So he's done. He's done for those games. And that's effective immediately. So some of that, what do we have, a month and a half left in Major League Baseball, gets legged out. And then a big chunk of it would have to happen the following season. He may be done. He might be done with baseball. Hang with us. More to come on our final segment of this hour, anyway, for America Tonight.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filter filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Drive to center field. This is deep. Back goes Ellsbury, and this one's gone into the center field seats. Yeah, he'll be booed as he touches them all, but he crushed it. 1-0 pitch, and it's 6-4 Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. How about it? You got to love it. A-Fraud getting what I think is his just desserts. Anything can happen when the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox get together. It's an epic rivalry, and Alex Rodriguez now, who is all over the place with these PEDs and A-Fraud being exposed. A lot of players don't like him. So in the end, the bench is cleared. Joe Girardi, as you heard, ejected. Ryan Dempster as well, drilling A-Rod. How about that in that game between the Yankees and the Red Sox in Boston? Here's what the managers and players had to say afterwards.
It was just a little bit odd. Obviously, it's a weird situation there, but, you know, the game has a way of policing itself. Our guys were fired up, and every single one of those guys came up to me and said, hit a bomb and walk it off.
Everyone knows it was intentional, and I don't understand why he's left in the game. And then to give us a warning, you know, Brian and I have a long history together, back in A-ball, AA, and I respect him, but that was wrong. And, you know, the one thing that you can't do is you can't start changing the system because maybe you don't like it.
Did you throw anyone? No, I was trying to shoot some.
Whether it was Stewart, Nunez, Rodriguez, you can look back at all three and the approach, the plan to establish hard in was very evident.
Yeah, how about that? So A-Rod did end up getting a home run off of Dempster in the sixth inning. He was 3-for-4 with 2 RBI, 2 runs scored. It was a 9-6 Yankees win, but this is all stemming over the controversy of the 211-game suspension. John Lackey made some comments the other day thinking he doesn't believe that he should be able to play during the suspension, and players are starting to come out and say some pretty nasty things about A-Rod. It's been a very wild couple of weeks. And I think it's going to get even wilder as more and more starts to come out about Biogenesis, his relationship with them, and everything else connected in between. Even the team is saying, hey, release your records then, Alex Rodriguez, because his lawyer was trying to say that the Yankees knew that he had a hole in his hip and they wanted him to play anyway. See, there's also this debate over his contract and money and everything else in between, because you figure he's not going to be there next year. There's an appeal process going on. But when he's not, will he ever wear the Yankee uniform again? Matt, you've been following this. This story is just wild. Like it's like a soap opera. It gets juicier and juicier every single day. And you know what? Because of this situation, he is selling tickets. Yankee fans, when he's in New York, are coming out in droves to see the show.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, ESPN had to love it tonight because they were getting a ton of viewers. And then even after, I think this happened in either the second or the third inning when Dempster hit him, everyone wanted to see the reaction. Were the Yankees going to throw at, you know, David Ortiz or Pedroia, or what was A-Rod going to do? And then he comes up and hits a home run. So I'm sure the ratings were pretty good for Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I mean, here you have NFL stuff going on. You have the Giants and the Colts in a preseason game. But, you know, preseason is preseason, and there's no question that this crazy drama is playing out. And even people who are not big sports fans are tuning in
and
to
it happened
see
before
what's
Breaking
happening.
Bad started. So they still got all those viewers.
Right, which is key, as I am a fan of Breaking Bad. It's in the final season, and I've been watching Bryan Cranston, and it's wild to see what's going to ultimately happen there. But A-Rod, plunked by Dempster, is bound to happen. Somebody was going to do it, and it's, you know, there's, like I said, there's crazy twists in this, including the fact that Alex Rodriguez paid for Tony Bosch's attorney, then made a wire transfer for $50,000 that Bosch's attorney refused to accept. This was all part of that outside the lines that came out on Sunday, and you know all the things mixed in between. I already mentioned this. He's appealing a 211-game suspension for Major League Baseball for using performance-enhancing drugs, and he, you know, there's a lot of convoluted, crazy things in the middle of this. Alex Rodriguez, for sure, I believe, is not going to be in a Yankee uniform again, maybe not in baseball again either. I mean, this could be the end of the line for Rodriguez. Of course, his lawyer says that they don't have the evidence that they're talking about, and they do have to have all that, and I would assume they do, or they wouldn't have. They're not stupid. I don't believe they would have handed him a 211-game suspension. So we'll ultimately see how this all plays out. But Major League Baseball, if they were serious, I think they make an even stronger statement with lifetime bans. I agree with Mike Trout from the Angels. I think when it's bad, it's bad, and you got to go for the jugular. If you want to give somebody 2 strikes or you want to wrap it around some different way, you could certainly do that. But the other suspensions, the 50-game suspensions and $150,000 in fines, is nothing for these players. So I don't think you're really dissuading them quite that much. Maybe some will be dissuaded. But I don't think that, I mean, ultimately, I don't think that that is hard enough. I think you have to go after it harder if you're really serious about it. And there, listen, there's always going to be people that, with the will to win, are going to figure out ways to circumvent the system, and they're going to come up with something else. But it doesn't mean that they all are doing it. It doesn't mean that you can't try to keep it as clean as you can. And the thing that I care about is the competition. I mean, I understand the will to win, but keep it even across the board, as even as you can get it to me. Man, that's what I want to see. I just was at a baseball game. I just went to a Texas Rangers baseball game, and it was fun. It was fun to go. I hadn't been in a long time and be out at the ballpark. And I look around and I think, boy, there are so many kids here. And, you know, like it or not, that whole thing about not being role models, there's no way. Kids like athletes, look up to athletes, still do the poster thing on their walls or on their iPhones or, you know, whatever. They idolize the players that they go and they watch and they cheer for. They watch them on the tube, listen on the radio. It doesn't matter. So I think there is a responsibility there. It's my responsibility to tell you, as we always check in with the gas prices, it's about time for me to fill up. I was noticing around my neighborhood that gas was the cheapest I saw it was for $3.60, but the national average for a gallon of regular has increased a little bit. It's $3.54. So we've seen a couple of increases. The national average, though, is down 57 cents. That's about 13.9%, the record high that we've seen. And I remember this. The record high was in 2008 in July, $4.11 average. Now, the highest prices, I say this all the time, that you're going to pay, Hawaii, you're going to see, of course, it's going to be more in Hawaii, $4.34. Think of what you have to do to get gasoline over there. And in some other areas like California, always higher in California. I've said this before, in Chicago, in that metro area, they seem to have sky-high prices, too, so I'm sure they're above the national average as well. What are you paying at the pump? Send me that figure, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening. You can hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter as well, simply by going to that same website, americatonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.